to get to per usual. I don't know. I feel like we always have tons of like personal stuff going on, you know. We always have behind the scenes drama going on. I mean, you know, there's always stuff with us, right?
Do you know who is making it personal and who's not making it personal? Is Kathy Hilton and Lisa Rinna.
David, I can't even follow the shenanigans. Like, I want to know where you think the truth lies, because I've been reading back and forth all weekend and I'm actually like, okay, wait a minute. Are they good? Are they not good? Where is this? I mean, this kid that alleges he's the PR guy or the publicist, right? He couldn't have come out of nowhere. But Kathy's saying she doesn't even know him. Then he's like backtrack. I mean, I guess it could come out of nowhere. Maybe he wants the press. But I'm like, what would the point be of just wanting the press? Because who's going to hire you? I don't know. It's
well,
just odd.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like when you're like inner circle, like a Beverly Hills housewife, like whether you hate each other or not, like there still is this, you know, you're still in the club. And so I would just think anyone trying to come in is like a fame whore, you know, looking for that 15 minutes of fame. Now, I mean, look, he released his statement and the whole thing makes no sense. If you really want to boil it down, like what? The original claim is that Kathy hired him to put this out there to distract from the fact that the rumors were that she used the F word and the N word and just create more drama with Rinna. And that would then distract from what these claims is. I mean, is that where we're starting?
Okay. Yeah. And I was going to say, let's back up for our listeners, right? Even more. So my understanding of the breakdown of this timeline is like a week or so ago, Lisa Rinna basically said that she was being harassed by somebody behind the scenes, you know, about like, we're going to out you over certain like voice messages you've left or whatever. She didn't know who that person was. And then eventually they go back and forth enough. This guy, this publicist posts her phone number, right? So that's when it got really personal. Maybe behind the scenes, Lisa called Kathy.
Well, she posted his phone number too.
Oh, okay. So they post each other's and maybe he never posted hers.
I know. He didn't post her phone
okay,
number.
Thank
she
you.
Posted his phone number. Well, the question, first of all, is...
Thank you for that.
Yes, that's what happened. Right. So, like, imagine you're Lisa Rinna and someone's, like, threatening you. I mean, I would also say, like, go ahead and just expose everything. Because, listen, if anyone comes to threaten you, don't pay them. That's my legal advice. It's, like, just say, I call your bluff. Out my affair. Out whatever it is and deal with it, because at that point it's a never-ending thing. Now you might as well go to jail, you know what I mean? You might as well get the divorce, because now you're a slave to life, to one person.
Look,
that's
at
my feeling.
Okay, I mean, you know, Hollywood reference connected to Denise Richards, but you know, that's what happened to Charlie Sheen for years, because Charlie Sheen was HIV positive. So people would party with him, they would find that out, they blackmailed him for years. I mean, that, you know, that was always reportedly part of that kind of crazy demise that he had in the, you know, mid-2000s, was he was being blackmailed for millions of dollars for the fact that he was HIV positive. You know, just come out and say it.
Just come out and say it. Because, I mean, you're not going to be able to live the rest of your life
no.
being blackmailed. Like, eventually the house is going to... So whatever it is, whatever you've done, just come out. Or if you're like Tom Girardi, sit down, Erica, and say, we're never going to speak again. Go away, Tiago, and run.
Tiago,
and by the
here.
Way, I got a lot of DMs from people that said, wow, I thought the same thing. I can't believe you said that. Tons of DMs of people that like my whole
it was
story
so
of Tom's
good.
Sitting her down. With, and people were like, I can't believe you're saying this, because I thought the same thing. I thought I was all alone. So guys, there's many of you. There's many DMs. None of you are alone. But so that's the thing. So I guess if that's how it started, I understand Rinna's reaction. And she didn't release his phone number. And then I guess he didn't release her phone number. She released his phone
Thank
number.
Thank you.
So people were all pissed off at Lisa. Oh, she's doxing. She released the phone number. But now it comes out, you know, so it looked like Kathy Hilton paid this. And then the guy made his own statement. So it looked like Kathy Hilton paid him $27,000. But apparently now he's a fame whore. They both seem to agree. But it's kind of like you said, we just don't know, right? We just don't know. if that's really the truth, if Rinna and Kathy are like, look, this is going to get ugly for both of us, let's just say he's a fame whore because we're high in money. I mean, we just don't know, right?
We really, yeah, we don't know. And, you know, stories like this drive me nuts because it's just like, it's this rabbit hole that you spend, you know, an hour reading about and going back and forth. And then by the time you're done reading everything, you're more confused than when you started. And it's like, you know, we'll never really know the truth, right? Because Kathy's going to deny, deny, deny. And then Rinna's going to use this, you know, as like, well, Kathy definitely did this. And, you know, I mean, and what would the point be for that kid? I mean, to me, it's like he had to get paid something. Like, why would you? I don't know. People do make shit up all the time. So maybe he just wanted to meddle and he's a huge Housewife fan. Maybe.
Listen, it's stranger things have happened. But two things. One, you know, people go back to this. How did you get Lisa Rinna's cell phone number? Now, it's not impossible, but how did you, I mean, out of all the cell phone numbers, you don't have Garcelle's and you don't have Bethany Frankel's and, you know, you don't have, you know, Margaret Jo. How did this Rinna cell phone number come to you? It was the right number.
Yeah.
And two, yeah, like maybe you did want your 15 minutes of fame, but okay, you have it now. And now what? I mean, we've had this before, right? Like what happens now?
I know. And maybe he just didn't think that far ahead, you know? I don't know. But
but it seems like it's over. And I mean, I think it's just, look, I mean, what is going to be seen? What's going to be shown on the TV? Do you know what I mean? What's going to be shown on the TV of what Kathy said and what's going to be bleeped out?
Yeah.
And everything. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think it's, you know, and we know Kathy is, you know, coming up on Beverly Hills. She's going to be on, you know, we know there's going to be like all the drama about whatever happened in Aspen and that message to Rick. And so we'll see, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, very interesting.
But you know what? I think like just as much as this has happened, I think we've moved on. I think we've moved on.
No, I do too.
Which I guess is the whole thing Kathy wanted. But have we moved on? Because I mean, but look, I mean, Bravo's not going to use these words on the screen. If anything, they're going to be bleeped out. And I'm not so sure we're going to show that story. Like my feelings are that is not going to happen really on camera. I don't think.
Wait. This PR letter back and forth or?
No.
Oh,
no.
You mean like the alleged gay slur.
You damn bleep. Get out of here. You bleep. They're going to show that about Kathy Hilton. I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm just saying like we have a corporate machine here, guys. And are they going to go there? I don't know.
Yeah, right. I know.
Because like, just think about it. If that is not shown on TV, then what? We have Rinna and Erica saying that Kathy Hilton used the N word and the F word, period. Kathy Hilton says, I never said that, period. What happens now?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know if they're going to, are they going to show that? That is the one thing that I would like to know. All this other stuff is just superfluous to me. Are they going to show Kathy Hilton saying to Sutton's assistant, you damn F? And then apparently saying to someone else, damn N. I mean, that's apparently what they allege she said.
Yeah.
They're going to show that on Beverly Hills Housewives. Really? That's going to happen. I'm more interested in that. Like, I don't think they're going to show that. And so then what? Like, we're just going to have Rinna and Erica saying Kathy said this. And lots of people think it's believe that. And a lot of people are like, we just don't buy it. So, I mean, then what happens now? Really? What happens?
Yeah, good point. That's a really good point. I mean, yeah, there's so much going on. I feel like this is a good week. There's so much drama out there. I'm so into it. All right. When I first went and started taking the quiz on pros.com, I thought, all right, what are all these shenanigans? Why do they care about my zip code? Why do they need to know if I exercise? What's going on here? But then they customized my shampoo formula to me. They even asked me what scents I love, which I'm obsessed with, like eucalyptus and lavender. If you haven't heard of Pros, they're amazing. They are a custom hair care and supplement product to your hair based on like your zip code, where your water is, what your water is like. I love them. And guys, if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return the products, no questions asked, get your money back. So how can you say no? And if you purchase from one of my sponsors, you're getting a free Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt shipped right to you. Hello. Yes, yes, yes. Go to Pros right now. Take the quiz. It's less than 10 minutes. They're also an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. I love that. Get an awesome hair mask. I put the hair mask on. I let it sit for 5 minutes. It's like so luxurious. My hair feels so soft, so replenished. Pros is the healthy hair regime with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
What else is keeping you up at night and this week of drama here?
Let's stay on the Hiltons, right? So Bethany Frankel, MTV Music Awards. I didn't even know they were still happening, but they are. I guess I say that to myself every single year. But they were here in Santa Monica, right? Over the weekend, Bethany Frankel named the 2022 Reality Royalty Award. And Kathy was there and Kyle was there. And it's so interesting to me because, you know, Kyle had unfollowed Bethany Frankel about a year ago. And when Kathy was tapped to be on Housewives, she called Bethany to try to get some advice. And Bethany was like, ask your sister. And of course, you know, the connection is that when the Hiltons lived in New York City, Bethany was Paris Hilton's babysitter for a period of time. And Kathy always said Bethany did everything. You know, she helped cook. She'd do the laundry. I mean, she was like, I think we all know Bethany is a hustler, right? So But it's interesting. I don't think that they, like, a lot of people saw those pictures that Bethany posted on her Instagram that they were like all reunited. I don't think that they're friend. I don't think they're friends. I think they're friendly.
Okay, now back up, because there's a few things I didn't know. So now, because I had some questions about this, I didn't have a minute to do the typing on the keyboard. So Bethany, so first of all, everybody was there, the whole Selling Sunset cast.
Yes.
Kristen Cavallo. I mean, at least Kristen makes some sense. So yes, reality TV is now, there are categories at the MTV Movie Awards, fine. Bethany herself got an award for what? Reality TV royalty? Like that's the award or something like that. The award was for Bethany.
Well, it's the Reality Royalty Award. So,
and that went to Bethany just period.
Correct.
Housewives or anything.
Correct.
So, okay. So I understand why Bethany is then in attendance, right? Because that's a pretty big award, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's important. Now, what? Like MTV, the whole Housewives, because Teresia was there, Melissa Gorga. All these housewives were there just to present to Bethany? Like, did everybody come out on that stage?
No, because the Melissa Gorga and Teresa Gorga were there because Teresa also got an award.
Teresa Giudice.
Teresa Giudice, thank you. Yeah, like best reality star. I don't even follow the categories anymore because to your
there
point.
There was a lot. Okay, so there was a lot of awards given out.
Tons of awards. So
who presented the award to Bethany?
I believe it was Kyle.
So basically, listen, basically I have the same reaction you have. So I understand why Bethany was there because she got this award, which is what I was under the impression. And now I understand why these other housewives were there because they were getting awards. And look, Beverly Hills to Santa Monica is easy. The whole cast was, I agree. I am shocked that backstage, there are pictures of, for a woman who spends all day saying that she wants nothing to do with the housewife. She wants to be known as Forbes. She wants to be known as Power Top 100 Businesswomen. She wants to go on Shark Tank. She wants to, I mean, she hasn't even really interviewed any housewives on her podcast. I mean, Bethany wants to distance herself from this franchise. And I understand that because I mean, you are bigger than the franchise. I'm not shocked that she showed up for the award. I am shocked. Listen, Lisa Vanderpump was at the last BravoCon.
Okay, wait,
Lisa Vanderpump could not interact with Kyle on the stage. I mean, she made sure that when she came out with Vanderpump Rules, that it was not interacting with Kyle Richards in Beverly Hills. I'm shocked Bethany was commingling. I am.
Okay, so actually, I have to make a correction. Paris Hilton is the one that presented Bethany with the award because Bethany had this full circle moment of like, you know, I used to change Paris's diapers. Right. Now she'll be changing mine. Anyway, but I agree with what you're saying. I think it, I agree with what you're saying. It's like, I don't know. It is kind of weird.
I mean, Paris Hilton was on Bethany's podcast. Yes, Bethany changed her diapers and all of that. But I understand that. I mean, Paris Hilton has a brand outside of any of this. And so I understand all that and I understand why she was on the podcast. I just don't understand these backstage pictures. I'm shocked. She's doing pictures with Teresa in the background and videos. There's Melissa. I'm like, is she in a good mood? Because she's getting this award, like all of a sudden. And yes, there's no question that Kyle, if you look at the pictures, Kyle even made a face. I don't think it was intentional, but Kyle's face in one of them was just kind of like, this is weird. Like Kyle and her did unfollow each other. They had a little bit of a thing.
Yeah. And like I said, I do not think they're friends. I think they are friendly. I mean, I think it's interesting Paris would do her podcast, but, you know, Bethany has a big podcast following, so maybe Paris loves, you know, I mean, I think the bottom line is, right, a lot of these people don't really like each other, but I think they understand how the press machine works, and I think they all need the press to keep everything going, you know? I mean, Paris doesn't have any TV shows on anymore, you know? Cooking with Paris was canceled. The other one there about Paris's, like following
getting married is canceled.
That's canceled.
I have a friend who is very, very like tells me all the time that I give way too much credit to Paris. He's like, your vision of Paris is not.
I told you this.
2000. No, he tells me, and by the way, this isn't like a friend that's like on the side of the world. This is a friend who's very high up in media and entertainment. Is always like your version of Paris is not 2022. You know, I love Paris Hilton, but he says to me, guess what? Like, and the other day he even called me like a few weeks ago. He's like, I don't know why you're not getting Paris Hilton on your podcast. This show is canceled. That show is canceled. She'll do it. Like, she's like, and I'm like, okay, let's not sell Paris Hilton down the river. It's Paris Hilton. But he's like, you don't know. She's not what you aspire her to be. So I listen. I think Paris is an icon, but I mean, to her, to do Bethany's podcast, that makes sense to me. The only thing I'm shocked about is that Bethany is backstage taking pictures with Teresa and Melissa and Kyle and Kathy, just the housewives. And she also did a video that said, there's an icon. And then it panned over to Miss Teresa Giudice. She's like, there's an icon. And Teresa's like, oh, like, so I'm just, listen, for someone who protests too much, I also have a big producer in the industry who said to me, you know, Bethany making a statement that she'll only do the OG show if all the OGs are back, like Jill, blah, blah, and Alex McCord. They're like, don't kid yourself. That's Bethany basically saying, like, I'm putting it out there. I want to see how it trends. I want to see how many likes it gets. I want to create the buzz so that when they want the OGs back, granted, Alex McCord ain't doing it, but you know, so when they want the OGs back, that I can justify my price. I don't think Bethany's coming back for the OG show, but stranger things have happened. But I do think there's this weird thing that she still wants to dip in and out. Like, if you really were done with it, you don't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Look, I think that's a great assessment. I really do. I think I couldn't have summed it up better. And I think you're completely correct. Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, Erika Jayne was there at the awards. You know, she did a TikTok of her makeup. She got destroyed on TikTok. People were like, oh my God, No, you know, hire somebody to do your edits. Like, the edit was very slow. You know how on TikTok they do these, like, I don't know, you like do a motion or whatever, and it's like your before and after. It's like your before, no makeup, and then your after. Anyway, she did the thing, and the edit was kind of a little slow, and people were like crucifying her on TikTok. I should find it. Like, oh my God, find somebody to do your TikTok. I wish that someone could transform your personality. I mean, it was like,
a lot of people still dislike Miss Jayne.
Oh my God. Yeah. People on TikTok hate Erica. It was rough.
Are not over it. Now, do you know, while you look for that, can I just tell you, because we speak of these Bethanys and these big housewives. We have some other things going on in the world. We have another very big housewife. Her name is Luanda Lesseps, my neighbor down the street. I heard from Luanda this week, by the way. She called. She was in Toronto. So everyone, shout out to Luanda. Shows in Toronto. And Luann is going, she's coming to SAG, so we're going to get together, us girls. But she's going to be in San Francisco next. I believe last week by the time you hear this. So hopefully everyone checked out Luann in San Francisco. Now, I didn't ask her about this on the phone because we were on the phone for about 4 minutes.
Okay.
And it was, no offense, it was about Luann mostly, which is okay. That's how it works, guys. I don't care. Luann was at a rehab opening in, where was it? North Carolina.
It's down in North Carolina. I was like, oh my God, Luann cannot escape these headlines. This is bananas. But she was down in North Carolina. It was a dear friend of hers. Now, it's kind of this, you know, controversial yet, I guess, gaining popularity method of treating alcoholics. It's at a rehab center where they take a medication that gets rid of the alcohol buzz. You know, obviously you drink alcohol, you feel buzz, then you're drunk. So this medication they prescribe gets rid of all of that, and then alcoholics can drink. And the idea is, if you never feel that sensation, that you probably, it would be like drinking cranberry juice, you know? You drink it, but there's nothing, aside from the taste, there's really no effect, right? So this rehab center had a full bar, and Luann was there. Now, her publicist in the New York Post story at the end says that Luann has again been 2 months sober, is not drinking, and was not spotted drinking at this rehab center that had an open bar, which seems crazy, but obviously their whole thing is, you know, it's called the Sinclair method, which allows alcoholics to drink after they take medication that takes away the booze high. So naturally, there was a champagne bar as well as a mocktail bar in a separate area. Luann, who struggles with alcohol, which has been well documented on The Real Housewives of New York, has recently launched her own booze-free Tipply Fosé Rosé, which was being poured at the bash. So there you go.
If people were just watching my face, if you're on YouTube watching our clips, and all of our clips are available on YouTube, by the way, not the whole show, so still listen here where you're listening, but this is possibly one of the, this is like a 17-hour breakdown now. Now I'm going to speed it up for everyone listening. I am so confused by so many things that you have just said.
Really? Now, okay, because
not confused, but just, okay. Let's take Housewives out of this.
Okay.
Let's just put my good friend who called me this week and we chatted, Miss Dilla Steps, aside for just a second. There is now a rehab facility, as you say, the Sinclair Method, where you go to get treatment for being an alcoholic. Now, I am not an alcoholic. I'm not. I drink like a fish, and then I wake up the next morning. Doesn't mean that's not really the definition, but Bronwyn was just on my show, and she said I wasn't an alcoholic. So she would know because she's been through the program. Now, I don't understand. I mean, I drink to forget life. I drink to let it all loose. So now we're saying you can still drink, before we even get into this, but you can drink now, but it has no effect. So when you drink the vodka, it's like drinking the cranberry juice. Why not just drink fucking sparkling water with zero calories?
Well, isn't that
let's just start with that.
Well, isn't that the hope? That's probably what the hope of Sinclair Method is, right? If you're drinking your martinis every night, but they're not having an effect and you're not forgetting the world, at some point, maybe you decide, you know what, water is the better route, right? But I mean, I'm with you. I'm an old school AA-er. I mean, I'm not in the program, but I know a lot of people that are. They'll tell you. I mean, it's like Elton John on Demi Lovato's documentary. You know, if you're California sober, you're not sober. You know, I mean, I'm kind of an old school AA believer. You know, you're either sober and you're working on your emotional issues or you're not. So, but what do I know? I'm not in the world. So maybe the Sinclair Method is revolutionary. And there's a lot of people that cannot make AA work. They just can't, you know, they have that allergy to alcohol. They are so addicted. So maybe it works.
Right. And I'm not judging either. It's just then. So it's like that, the whole thing is strange that like, okay, you now are going to drink 17 drinks and it's going to be like water. Show me the pill for that, because I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
Because then I think you'd be like a billionaire, because why wouldn't you then have the two martinis or three and then take it? And then the rest of them, I mean, then do you get hungover? I have so many questions. But regardless of that, I mean, we're now going to rehab and we're serving champagne. I mean, I don't know about this. No judgments. And I'm not saying it's easy. Oh, I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to go to AA and life is good. No. I'm not belittling this, but I don't get it. Like, an open bar. This is the crazy. Now, and then the third thing is, because let's bring in, this is Housewives, guys. Let's bring in Queen de la Seps. Of course, they're serving her rosé. Bravo, Luann, because like I already have a thing where it's like when I go to her house, we're gonna have rosé, and it's gonna be on the share with, because I think I can't wait to try her rosé. But of course, they're serving Luann's rosé. But other than that, how the hell did Luann get involved in this? I'm assuming, and this is no shade, I'm assuming it's like, okay, we're gonna promote your rosé, and where do we deposit the $5,000?
Completely. It was a pay.
I mean, I don't think Luann just said, I'm going to skip the weekend in Sag Harbor with David and just go to this facility and lend my name to it. I mean, I don't even know if Luann got $5,000. She probably got more, maybe like $10,000.
This is my thing. This is where I side with celebrities. And this is what I fucking hate about the media. This is a non-story. This story, the headline is Luann de la Seps attends launch party for rehab center with an open bar. I mean, the implication is that Luann there was drinking, right? I mean, there's absolutely no story here, aside from your point about the Sinclair Method is fascinating, right? But I mean, like, I know, yeah. Luann probably at this point wants any, like, if I were in Luann's shoes, I'd be like, fuck it, whatever, any press, you know, I don't care. But it's
or
so
like
douchebaggy.
Money. I don't even know if she wants the press. I think it's just like,
it's the money.
I think there was some check. I mean, there's obviously a check here. I mean,
totally.
It can't
they're
just be like
they're
with
serving
her.
her fauxé. It's just such a stupid story because that she wasn't drinking. The implication is that she was. You have to scroll all the way to the bottom to find out that she has been 2 months sober. She's feeling great. You know, I mean, they absolutely made a story out of fucking nothing here. A waitress recognized her, wanted to take a selfie. Of course, Luann was happy to do so. Like, there's no other story here. There's really not. It should have been, to your point, Luann attends a paid appearance at, you know, a rehab center. But, I mean, the interesting angle is obviously rehab, and it was
and
serving
I have
alcohol.
No shade. I'm just like, when I saw this, I was just like, oh my God, Luann, of course they're serving a rosé. Of course that has to be in the thing. I'm like, listen, and no judgment. It's the opposite. It's like, bravo, Luann, for making sure you get like the product placement in there.
And get your coins.
Just like, what a.
I know.
I'm just still like, oh my God, does this work?